And as we get things rolling here in November, we know we have the big election coming up tomorrow. That's on everybody's mind. But we did have Halloween last Monday, and it seemed relatively quiet. We didn't hear too much going on. Was that the case with your department?
Yeah, we did. It was pretty quiet. We didn't have any big issues or any big problems. Usually with the holiday being on Monday, it's a little easier for us, because when it's on the weekends is when you have all the college parties and you have all those kinds of things, and it can get a little out of hand sometimes with more of the adult Halloween. But with the holiday being on Monday, it was pretty quiet, and we didn't have any problems. We had some trick-or-treating at the police department out back. We put some pictures up on our Facebook.
I saw the kids. They look so cute.
it was great to have them come out and do some trick-or-treating there and get to see the costumes. We had a lot of fun with that. We were really happy to have them come out. So we had a good time, and Halloween was pretty quiet. But you know how busy this time of the year is for everybody. We've got basketball season starting off. We've got football still in prime swing. We've got the holidays coming up. You've got election coming up. My daughter's in stages, so they've got their Brundabar program starts on Thursday. So just a lot of stuff this time of year that keeps us busy, not only professionally but personally.
Yeah, and with Halloween on a Monday, you're right. And then this weekend, too, the IU Dance Marathon raised over $4.1 million
for
Riley's
them.
Kids for Hospital. Well, that keeps not all the college kids, but a lot of them. That's a big deal. Well,
that is a big deal.
So you had a really quiet week.
Yeah. Sort of. So,
well, at least on that side of town.
But it's never
entirely quiet. When is your quietest time of year? Is it when it gets really cold? Is that probably accurate?
Interestingly enough, years ago, our quiet time used to be that Christmas break. Whenever IU would break for Christmas, that week around Christmas time would really get very quiet and slow. But what we found over the years, as the cities continue to grow, that we don't have much of a quiet time anymore. And so we stay really steadily busy throughout the year. So we don't have those big ups and downs like we used to. And it's kind of hard now for us to predict, but I would say if I had to pick a time, you're absolutely right. When those temperatures drop down really cold, people tend to stay in, and it does tend to get quiet, especially late at night.
Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning. He checks in from the Bloomington Police Department every other Monday morning. And we know that the holiday's coming up. You mentioned that. And we saw a press release, I think, last week talking about added patrols and things going on. Tell us what folks need to look for as obviously we approach a very heavy travel season. We know the Thanksgiving week will be like that. Tell us what we need to be prepared for moving forward.
Well, with the holidays coming up, the two big things are we're starting the blitz patrols, looking for all that traffic safety. With Thanksgiving being a huge travel holiday, we want to make sure that people are using their seatbelts, using their child restraint seats, following the speed limits. We know that traffic enforcement can save lives, so we're working with the state and with the federal government through grant money to provide extra patrol, looking for specific problems and issues with regards to seatbelt violations, child restraint violations, and then just general traffic safety. So that's going to be a big push for us, for everybody getting ready to travel and drive to all the family big meals for Thanksgiving. They can be prepared for that. You'll see more officers out. And then another thing is, this is also another time of the year where we really push our lock it or lose it campaign, because with the school coming up, people are going on break, and we're going to see a lot more empty residences. People are going to be out with their apartments. So we want to make sure that people are starting to lock their stuff up, lock their doors to their apartments, close the windows, especially on as nice days as we're having now. In unseasonably warm weather, you're going to see these windows open a lot later. And sometimes they forget to close them. And when you do that, you just leave opportunities for criminals to break into your house. The other thing are your cars, leaving your cars unlocked, your purses in the front seat, your laptops, your cell phones sitting there. It's just such an attractive opportunity for criminals that they get in those cars, they break into those cars, and they steal those things. And then as one car is left unlocked in a neighborhood, it spurs that entire neighborhood to get hit. So we always encourage people to be good neighbors, lock their stuff up, make that area unattractive for criminals to be there. So you'll see some press releases coming out pretty soon with regards to our Lock It or Lose It campaign, making sure that people follow some basic safety precautions and steps. We know that over 50% of the thefts that are going to take place over this holiday, over this month or next 2 months of holidays, over 50% of those thefts are going to come out of unlocked houses in unlocked cars. So we're really encouraging people to get those things locked up to try to help.
So how do you get that message out to the students? Because, boy, they are a hard group to get messages out to.
They are. We try. Obviously, this is one step, you know, a program like this. We also push it out through the our Facebook or social media pages. And we also work closely with IU, Tracy James over at IU, to provide that information to the students in the dorms and the students as well to try to push it out that way. And if you have any other good ideas, let me know.
Really, I'll tell you what. I think they are tough to get to, and I do think that, you know, short of the professors giving a public service announcement in their classrooms, which actually, you know, I don't think it'd be a bad idea for if any of the professors are out there listening right now, remind your students that. I mean, I used to do that sort of thing all the time when I was teaching over at IU. I'd do things like remind young ladies that, you know, don't walk home by yourself at night, you know, to be careful,
right.
Have a buddy, you know, those kind of things, and remind them about the idea that they could get
there
those
are still people
things.
That leave their cell phone on the console of their car. There are still people that go shopping and put all their packages in the back seat, Margaret. It doesn't matter how old you are either. Some people get it and some people don't get it, and you're right. All we can do is help them out with things like this.
I just think
you're
reminders
right.
are, you know, especially with young people, because I think that, you know, they're busy thinking about other things.
Captain Kellum,
yeah,
we're
not in their lives, yeah.
Right.
They're constantly thinking of other things. They've got all those other things going on, and you know, a lot of them are first time away from home too.
Right.
So they're really not used to being an adult on their own for the first time, and they're constantly having friends stop over. And you know what? It's just easier to leave the door unlocked because my friends are going to come over in a little bit. But you don't know when that door opens up if it's your friend or if it's a criminal trying to take advantage of you. So, again, we try to push as much as we can. Education is the big thing. And you're right. It is a really hard group to get to.
But you got to keep on trying. And you know what?
There's gotta keep trying.
And just like you mentioned too, with seat belts, car restraints, speeding, doing all that stuff.
The public education element of it is just such a big deal, and that's I think
we're all appreciative of the warning. I think there's some people you just can't reach, I guess, is my is my ultimate point.
Well, and you know, you're right, and those people you can't reach, whether it comes to traffic violations, that's why we're here to give the tickets. You know, those are the people that won't listen to the warning. They won't listen to the recommendations. They won't listen to all of the safety that explains and tells them how they're supposed to be following the rules, and then we issue those citations to them. And unfortunately, the other side of that, the people that aren't locking up their stuff, their punishment is they get their stuff stolen. And that's unfortunate, but you know, we hope that through as much education as we can and hopefully not personal experience, but maybe they can learn by listening, and we can help solve not only their problems, so they're not worrying about having to replace all these things this time of the year, or having to worry about insurance issues, or having to worry about damage to a variety of things, or their own personal safety. Not only are those the issues, but from a police department standpoint, that's a big drain on our manpower to have to go around and take all of these reports from people who allowed themselves to be victims without taking some very basic safety precaution that could have stopped it. So it helps us, too, on the police department side. So not only does it benefit the public, but it's a benefit to our officers to help take a little pressure off of their day-to-day activities.
Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning. He checks in from the Bloomington Police Department, joins us every other Monday morning. And as we always joke on this program, and the greater point is, there are other ways to meet police officers.
Right.
How can we do that?
You can stop by and say hi. You can help them out. You can see them in multiple places. Coffee with a Cop has been a great program.
Oh,
so,
well, wait a minute. Not just coffee, but did you see on Facebook how nice the folks from Sherwood Oaks were? So why don't you tell us what
fantastic.
They did for you?
Yeah, the Sherwood Oaks, they brought in gift cards, $5 gift cards for the poorhouse for all of our employees at the police department. It was absolutely fantastic, and we were really, really grateful for that. And you know what? We're getting that from a lot of the community, a lot of different things, and we're just so appreciative of the community support. And we love it when people stop by and bring not only bring stuff, because everybody likes coffee, or at least most police officers like coffee. But it's just really nice to know that people care, and it's such a difficult time across the country in a lot of different ways, and law enforcement isn't very different with regards to all the problems that we're having. And it's just nice to know that people care. So when we get that from the community, I just can't tell you guys how much that means to the department and us.
And I don't want to let this slide, too. This was just a couple days after we had our last conversation, but Sergeant George Connolly was honored as an everyday hero by the Herald Times. So congratulations to him as well. We don't want that to slip through the cracks.
Sergeant Connolly is such a fantastic officer. He's been at the department for a long time. He's been involved in so many aspects of the department. His involvement with Boy Scouts and his involvement with the Explorers program, we gave him a Community Service Award for helping build and start our first teen academy. And he continues every month working closely with our Explorers to help train them. We had an Explorer weekend on Saturday and Sunday where he was instrumental in helping get those things going. So he is just a tremendous example of what we're trying to do with the community, and we're just really proud of him.
He was nominated by 7 different individuals within the community. How about that?
We had another nomination. Officer Chris Brummett was nominated as well. And then the police department. We actually received a nomination for the Bloomington Police Department, which made us feel really great. So, again, just happy that the community is starting to recognizing what we do. And it's on us to keep that up so that they can continue to have a nice, professional, strong police department.
And, again, if you need any more information, what's the easiest place to find you guys?
Our Facebook page, our social media, Facebook and Twitter, Bloomington Police Department, Bloomington, Indiana. Police Department, and just watch us on there. We try to put all of our events coming up. We're going to have some Coffee with a Cop post announcements coming up. We're going to be back out at the College Mall soon with Coffee with a Cop, and you can see that on there. Also, you'll see some of the information about the Lock It or Lose It campaigns and some of the holiday information, patrol information will be up there, as well as the occasional crimes that we want help solving from the public, and the public is always really helpful with that.
You've posted some pictures up there of some people that can help out, too, if you've recognized any of these folks. We will share your Monroe County Traffic Safety Partnership after the election because we have a feeling social media will be a little swamped today and tomorrow.
A little busy today and tomorrow,
Well, we don't want it to get lost because the information is good and we don't want to get it.
And it's timely for after that anyway.
That's right, because a lot of people get it moving for the holiday season. Hey, great job as always. We appreciate your time. Bloomington Police Department, Bloomington, Indiana on Facebook page will get you to where you need to go. And we will talk to you, let's see, come the 7th, for the 21st. So that will be the week before Thanksgiving week, and we'll go through
it. Week before Thanksgiving.
And just to see how crazy you are then.
Absolutely.
Hopefully it will be a more calm season than you're anticipating.
it's always our goal. It's always our goal.
Cross all those fingers and everything else, but we appreciate your service and we appreciate you giving the update every other Monday morning.
Thanks, Glass. Thanks, Margaret.